In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, the hermit meditates upon the new year. It had been very difficult for him to breathe that first morning. However, Giovanni endeavored to make himself feel alive. "This is a time for new beginnings," he whispered to himself. New Year's Eve had come and gone. He thought of how way back in his own youth, New Year's Night used to be known as St. Sylvester's Night. Any wind blowing about from the east on that night was taken as an omen of future weather to come. This means of fortune-telling, just what the weather would be like throughout the new year, was still something that was practiced by native New Mexicans. They called it Las Cabanuelas. They had distilled the ancient Roman ritual to a fine art form. He stopped to look down at some fresh rabbit tracks in the snow. The Feast of the Three Kings has come and gone. It too used to be known as Twelfth Day, said the hermit to himself, as he sat on the hard-crusted snow of a deep frozen bank. It has been unfathomable all of these years later to think that three wise men had been led on a quest by an unpredictable heavenly body. He smiled as he continued talking to himself. It is fascinating to think, as many have thought in the past, that the star over Bethlehem could have been a planet. Some people, who are more versed in matters of astrology and astronomy than I am, have speculated that that bright, heavenly object was really the planet Jupiter. Jupiter rising 2 hours before the sun would easily have been called the morning star. He inhaled the chilly morning air deeply again. What is interesting to me, he thought, was that Jupiter is named for the highest of Olympian gods. The planet Jupiter is a variation of Zeus Pater, or Zeus the Father in Latin. And of course, the idea that Jesus sounds a lot like Zeus would have enthralled the ancients. In fact, many of the earliest representations of Jesus as Pantocrator or creator of all were based on old Greek mosaics of Zeus. The idea that it rose in the house of Ares, it would have been taken by the sages at that time for the region called Judea. The hermit started to trudge through the deep snow and watched as it glittered in the morning sun. "This bright morning is certainly made for meditation," he thought. "The start of a new year tends to make people wonder about the nature of things that would grow into the study called theology. One tends to remember the biblical tales of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. Popular lore attributes his fall to the idea that man had eaten of the forbidden fruit. And yet, in the story of his redemption, the new Adam, named Jesus, is also called the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. He paused to think again. It is ironic that fruit is mentioned in the story of the fall and fruit is mentioned again in the story of the redemption of man. He squinted slightly. The snow was almost too dazzling of a white to bear. As he squinted past the snow hillocks, he could make out the figure of a man coming in his direction. When he got closer, the man spoke to him. "Santos y buenos días, le de Dios," he said. It was quite an earful, even for the hermit who had been trying to acquire the speech patterns of the people of this area for a long time. "Scusi," he begged indulgence. "Non capisco, I don't understand." "Santos y buenos días, le de Dios," repeated the man, beginning to realize that Giovanni was not understanding his Spanish greeting. "I give you greetings in the holy name of God," he said in English. "This is how we say good morning to each other here in New Mexico." "And just what was considered the right answer to such a greeting?" asked Giovanni. "Dios te los dé felices," answered the man. "This means, may God return them to you joyfully. That is how we would answer." "Dios te los dé felices," repeated the hermit. "Me chiamo Giovanni. And what is your name?"
"Me? I am called Epifanio," said the man.
"Why, that's just like Epiphany," thought Giovanni. "It comes from the Greek word epiphanein, meaning to manifest. The feast of the Epiphany had just passed 4 days ago. I wonder what will manifest itself to me this year." His mind wandered away. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.